Hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing today? My
okay.
name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Samuel?
Yes, this is him. How can I help you?
Great. So I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote in New Jersey as a Democrat?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
I'll vote.
Okay. And what is your race, if you don't mind me asking?
Latino.
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Okay. Awesome. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always
English.
Spanish. More Spanish
English
than
Spanish.
English. Or more English,
English
than Spanish.
Spanish.
More English than Spanish.
More English. Yes.
Okay, awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what year were you born?
1983.
Could you please rate your feelings toward some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0, not favorable. 100, favorable. Okay? So you can use any number between 0 and 100. 50 is in the middle. Now, have you ever heard of Bob Menendez?
Yes.
And what is your opinion about him? From 0 to 100. 0, not favorable. 100, favorable. Or closer.
25.
What about Andy Kim? Have you heard about him?
No.
What about Tammy Murphy?
Yes.
What is your opinion? How would you rate your feelings towards Tammy Murphy?
80.
I'm sorry?
80.
80. What about Ravi Bala?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
No.
What about Rob Menendez?
Yes.
How much?
60.
Okay. Phil Murphy.
Not so much.
How much would you rate your feelings?
30.
What about Stephen Pullup?
Never heard of him.
What about Joe Biden?
100.
100, okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I really don't know.
Okay. Don't know, okay. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
Patricia.
Patricia. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Gacy, for whom would you vote?
The first one.
Rob Menendez.
Yes.
In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, not closely at all.
Not closely at all.
Could you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez? In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything. And Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Yes.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father. And people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? I'm sorry?
Agree.
You agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Now let me read to you some statements made by critics and supporters, okay, of Congressman Rob Menendez. Please let me know if either one of them comes closer to your own view, even though neither one is exactly right. Now, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say He has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as mayors Russ Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists, which statement comes closer to your own point of view? The critics or the supporters?
The supporters.
Somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Critics of Congressman Rahm Emanuel say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters of Congressman Rahm Emanuel say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Now, which one comes closer to your own view? The critics or the supporters? The statement.
I guess the critics.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay. Now, let me read some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala has a 15-year record of public services and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Vala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right. Housing is a human right. Reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not all more likely to support Ravi Vala.
What more likely?
Much more? Somewhat? Yes. Oh, much more. Okay.
Much more.
Now, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would this statement make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, not all more likely to support Rob Menendez?
Not to support Rob Menendez.
Not all more likely, okay. Now, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting into Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. After hearing this statement, would you be much more likely, somewhat, a little more, not all more likely to support Rob Menendez?
A little more.
A little bit more, correct?
Yeah.
Rob Menendez knows how important his health care, how health care is. He has fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, not all more, likely to support Rob Menendez.
No more.
The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congregational delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Would this make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, not all more,
a little more.
A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, not all more likely, a little more. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He has fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat, a little more, or not
a little
more likely, a little more? Awesome. And just allow me a couple of moments. Let me make sure that I have everything here. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez. Awesome. Great. Now, I would like to read some statements about some of the other candidates. Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Would this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely to support Ravi Bala?
Less likely.
Much less likely? Somewhat less?
Yes.
Or much less likely? Would that be correct?
Yes.
Now, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealing. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would this statement make you much less, somewhat less, a little less?
Less likely.
Much less?
Yes.
Okay. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not all less likely to support him.
Less likely.
Much less?
Yes.
Great. Now, Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system. Represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people. And who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result. In a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Would this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely to support Ravi Bala?
More not to support.
So much less likely.
Yes.
Ravi Bala has failed in his incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, with taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on its watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely to support him.
More less likely.
Much less likely. Now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Robin Enders, Ravi Vala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Robin Enders.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal in political terms?
No, conservative.
Conservative. Do you own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Technical school.
Okay. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
I'm a retired member of a labor union.
Okay. And for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
First name is Samuel.
Thank you, sir. And which are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinion in a more in-depth and open-ended way.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, sir. Thank you for helping.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.